Good morning and welcome to this episode of the Ad Drop Podcast. As we continue our spin through the world of college athletics, we take a ride into the landmark conference to speak to the head baseball coach at Elizabethtown College, Adam Shively. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing awesome. How you doing?
Not bad. What was it that drew you to E-Town as a player?
So I wanted a place that I always wanted a smaller school. It's not too far from home. My parents could get to the games. It had the major I wanted, and my dad was a big proponent of a higher academic school. So it kind of checked all the boxes from a baseball perspective. It program was good. I really liked the coach, and he kind of gave me the opportunity that if I did what I could do, could come in and compete right away to be able to play. So, kind of checked all the boxes for me with everything.
Being a faster player, I always ask people with speed this. When did you know you were fast on the baseball field?
I think I always was a base stealer, so it's something that it just kind of, I don't want to say it came naturally to me, but it was just kind of part of my game and the style that I developed, and something that I think my dad like really just really put into the type of the game and what I would do with everything. So, and it's just something that I think as I went through college and got stronger and faster and everything, it just became more of a proponent of everything.
It's been a few years since you played college baseball, but if there were an alumni game and you were on first base, could you still score on a double?
I would try. I might pull a few hamstrings, but it's every year I do take in a bat or two during our alumni game, and it's usually interesting. So depending on the confidence of the pitcher, they usually let one fly behind my head to start, and then we go at the at bat and stuff. But yeah, I'm more afraid to just pull something at this point. So.
Now, speaking of speed is one of those things that, it's either somebody has it or they don't. But having speed, take us through the mindset of knowing that you have just hit a triple, and what is that like when you round first and you know you're about to hit third?
Yeah, I tell our guys and everything, like a triple's made out of the box. So like you put your head down and you just get going, and you gotta think that you're gonna get there, and you hit first, and it's, you can usually tell based on where the ball's at and everything that, all right, I know I'm gonna get there, or like I probably gotta pull up. But yeah, it's something that usually right off the bat, even before you get to first, you know that that's the end goal of kind of what you're trying to get to.
Now, it is said that a triple is actually harder to hit than a home run. Do you believe in that too?
I think I would say on a lot, it all depends on the ballpark. And in college baseball, I think it's a little bit easier. But yeah, I mean, at our field, like we have some pretty big gaps and everything. But there's some other fields in the conference that are definitely smaller. So I think fields can play into that stuff. But yeah, I think like you said, the triple's made out of the box. Like a home run, you just know right off the bat, usually, like whether it's out or not. So
You played infield and outfield. Which did you prefer and why?
grew up play a high school shortstop. That's kind of always been my passion. Ended up in the outfield, kind of just that's where my skill set went, and it was the best thing for the team. But I think in my heart, I'll always love being that kind of the shortstop, like because you're in the thick of it. You're really kind of that leader of the infield, leader of everything. Like you kind of, that's who everybody looks to with everything. Like that's kind of where my heart really lies on those things. But I probably was a better outfielder.
People don't really understand how long that throw is from short, even from the outfield in. Like when they go to a ballpark, college pro, they realize that the area between bases are extremely wide. Was there, when you got to E-Town, was there any different type of training methods you kind of implement to keep the cardio up, or was it just you were 18, 19 and the cardio was going to be there?
I think cardio is there a little bit. I was a soccer player as well in high school, so the cardio was something that I was kind of used to doing. But It's I kind of fell in love with the weight training aspect like towards the end of my high school career. So that was really big, I think, with building arm strength. And I think whenever I played, there was a bit of a different mindset in the training. Like we used to run significantly more. We used to do a lot more distance running. Now the focus is a lot more on sprinting, shorter different distance, explosive stuff. I think they both provide a benefit with those things, but I want to say that I think my cardio coming in was some was a benefit to me with everything.
What's the biggest difference in players from your era and the modern player?
Oh man, that's a tough one. I would just say the amount of knowledge and training that they come into college with. Like our student athletes that we recruit now, they literally have everything at their fingertips, like the between all the social media platforms, and like you can find any drill that you can think of online and your training facilities and all the other things. Like there is definitely more of a refinement, I think, coming into college and just a larger knowledge base with everything, which can be good and can be bad with those things because there's a lot of people that watch videos and stuff of pro guys, and well, you got to be a good enough athlete to be able to do what a pro guy does. So, I would just say overall, the knowledge base and the amount of training done has increased compared to what it was whenever I was here before coming into college.
It's been said by a few coaches just in and around the game now that players may not love the game as much as their predecessors did. Do you subscribe to that thought, or do you think the same amount of love is still there from the modern player?
I think the same amount of love's there. I think it's just a matter of finding the right guys that fit your program. So we make it really clear that what our guys' priorities are and what their expectations are whenever they come into our program. And they need to kind of buy into those and buy into the process, or they're just going to get passed by with those things. So, and we have guys that walk away every year. That's every program. And a lot of times it's just they fall out of love with the game and they want to go in different directions. But we try to keep our standards as in, like, you got to love the game if you want to be part of our program. So I can't say that we see it as much. Like, we have some really, really passionate guys that, it's what they do, it's what they love, and it's probably their number one priority of why they're here and what they're doing.
What's your favorite part of coaching?
The connections with the kids and the other coaches and the camaraderie, it's I just love getting to know guys from the initial contact during the recruiting process and then seeing them 5 years later walking out of our program and the growth aspect of it. And it's just really fun seeing them succeed, seeing them develop, and seeing who they turn into on and off the field. It's I think it's where like the passion of it and what I love for those games. I love baseball, but in general, but it's really grown to like those relationships and seeing that growth and seeing them succeed on the field. Like there's nothing better than seeing guys achieve their goals, win championships, dog piles, and knowing that they did it through their hard work and everything.
When we come back from break, I want to talk about your road to E-Town, road back to E-Town, and where you see the Blue Jays going this season and for the years to come. But that's after a quick timeout.
Okay.
You're listening to the AdRaw podcast on the FBC Radio Network. We are back with AdRaw podcast. Terrence Biggs, me is Adam Shively, the head baseball coach at Elizabethtown College. Coach, what did your tenure at Juniata teach you about perseverance?
I think it was a great learning experience. It was my first head coaching experience, so I was the person making the decisions. So it was a really good humbling experience of, you really gotta get down and dirty and teach. Like you gotta learn and you gotta get through those things. And I think it taught me a lot of just you got to You got to build the relationships with the players, and it's not all about the results on the field. You got to connect with them, and you have to then the results will come through recruiting and through time. But it was a time that I don't think I would be the coach I am today if it wasn't for it. And I wouldn't really take back any time that I spent there, but it was definitely a humbling experience going from the program I was at Shippensburg, then to Juniata. They were kind of at different ends of the spectrum with everything, and it was something that I'm glad I went through.
Two-part question. When you accepted the job at all back at Etown, what was the first thing you wanted to accomplish and how to celebrate?
The first thing I wanted to accomplish is I immediately I wanted to give the guys the experience I had whenever I was here. I wanted to win some championships, and I wanted to let them dogpile and just raise the level of the program. How did I celebrate? I called my wife right away, and she was super excited because it had us right in the area where we wanted to go, and we had my son Carson, young boy, and so it was gonna help with the work-life balance on everything. So, it was a really good relief, and it was humbling. It was great to be able to come back home and be chosen to lead your alma mater, and get to hopefully provide the same experience that I had whenever I was here.
What was it like to put on that jersey, that Etown jersey again?
It was good. It felt good. It was I wanted to take my number, but I was just like, you know what? Like I'm in the background now. Like let these guys let them shine, let them do the things, let them the goal of me as the coach is like I want them to be better than I was. So make them forget who I was by taking taking my number and doing better with it with those things. But no, it was great. It was I love our color scheme. I love our logo. So it was pretty cool to do that stuff.
What makes the Landmark such a competitive conference?
I think coaching across the conference is really good. I think we all like are very big competitors. Like, and I love that. Any year, anybody can win. So it's, I think it's a balanced conference. The schools are very different, but we're different in ways that, we almost don't recruit against each other as much. And I don't know. It's just the conference in general. I think it's just growing and getting better. And like we've had two bids in our league the past 2 years, and I think that's going to continue, and I'm really excited to kind of I like the competitiveness. Like nobody wants to just beat up on everybody all the time. You want to earn it, type of thing.
When you recruit most coaches, that's why every coach, they want the measurables, the speed, strength, power. What intangible must a recruit have to be able to put on that jersey for you?
So we talk about, one of the biggest things I think is mental toughness. Like it's one of those things that you really have to just be a successful student athlete. You have to be able to balance all those things. And when things go wrong, how do you react? And how does that define you? And so we want guys that are mentally tough. We want guys that want to compete. We want guys that love the weight room. And we want guys that are adaptable. Like we want guys that are willing to be coached. And I don't know everything as a coach, and I'm going to be the first person to tell guys that. So, let's work together and let's build that process. But there's got to be an openness to guys coming into our program and a passion to those things.
Since you're playing days, what was your favorite bat to use?
I was an Omaha guy. So, I actually sitting right beside me here is, the red, Omaha, red and yellow Omaha that I had a really good year with it, and then I got a different bat the next year, had a really bad year, and I scoured eBay back in the day to try and find one and was able to, and that's like I had my best offensive year with the bat then, but I swung an Omaha my whole time through.
you're not coaching, recruiting, or even in the office, how do you get away from the game?
My family. So I have two sons, Carson and Tanner, and my wife, Colleen. Love spending time with them, going to do those things. It's kind of funny. Like, baseball is my life, but I don't really watch much baseball outside of the office and everything. So I like to get away and do things and disconnect from that and just spend a lot of time with the family. That's my biggest thing.
What's the best place in town to grab a meal when you're out with the family, and what's on your plate?
Funk Brewing Company. So right on Main Street. And the best thing, I mean, they got a lot of good things, but they have these pimento cheese hot dogs that have candied bacon on top, and they literally are the best thing in the world. So.
The head baseball coach at Elizabethtown College, Adam Shively. Coach, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the AdDrop Podcast.
Thanks, Terrence.